Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen, Minnesota artist and co-founder of Silver Cocoon. Tia Salmela Kaupenbing opened a new exhibit at the Duluth Art Institute called 100 Days. It is a chronicle of her foray into creative metalwork outside the pressures of design and production of her jewelry. She shares how her year of daily creative practice have been more a reward than an act of discipline. She joins us to share more about her 100-day journey.
My name is Tia Kaupenbing, and I am a designer, maker, artist, and co-founder of Silver Cocoon.
And you have an exhibition opening at the Duluth Art Institute this week called 100 Days.
Yeah, so I've been working as a jewelry artist for the past 10 years, and the majority of my work has been very design-driven and laser-cut pieces that I design on the computer and then assemble and build together to make finished pieces. And about maybe a year and a half ago, I was exposed to a metals class, and I started learning how to work in metal. And this year, I received a Minnesota State Arts Board grant, chronicles 100 days starting August 7th and culminating on November 14th. Each day, I allowed myself a certain amount of time to just explore in this new medium. I should say that I had been working in metal a little bit up until then. The grant afforded me some new equipment that I didn't have. And so I, you know, as soon as you add a new tool to your wheelhouse, all of a sudden a new world opens up. This project was really about giving myself a certain amount of time every day to explore an idea or to explore part of an idea. The exhibit really shows some days you get a very finished piece. Some days you get experimentation with a certain type of connection. Other days you get a part of a piece that will be finished two or three days later. And so in the show, you see the finished pieces, and then you can follow along online to see the breakdown of each day of what was created. Additionally, there's kind of an epilogue to the show. There are three additional more sculptural pieces that I created at 100 days that kind of gives a little bit of a taste of what this period of time of exploration has inspired in me and kind of the direction that I hope to be moving in the future.
And what part did you enjoy the most? Was it the experimenting? Was it the new tools? Or is it the medium that maybe is drawing you into other avenues?
Well, I feel like this year has been kind of a banner year for creativity for me. And so to put this project into the context of a wider angle, back in April, I turned 40 for one thing, but I also started a 100-day project, a painting project. I've kind of been experimenting this year with daily projects where you commit to doing something every day and carving out a space for that. And so by the time August came around when I started this 100-day metal project, I had already had, you know, a few months of practicing, kind of compartmentalizing and turning off the distractions, setting aside work requirements or the demands of my jewelry business, which I've also maintained during these projects, and really delving into just being open and connecting with a creative flow. This 100 days of metal is part of a greater embarking on using my artistic voice. That's the most amazing thing that's come out of it.
100 Days, Tia Kaupenbing, opened at Duluth Art Institute on Thursday, January 11th, with a reception and artist talk. The show is up through February 25th. Links to the show and her jewelry, Silver Cocoon, at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.